Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Red Stripe has announced plans to expand its cassava farm. We tell you more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
All the people them with a wild Zig V, hold up your hand. Zig V in the Caribbean territory, but we now want that virus take set pan we. So make sure send us stagnant water inside and mash up all mosquito breed inside. More hole in the tin them where you dash by and change the water in your vase every day. No litter, dispose of your garbage proper. You know them the tin them with country and backer. Tour your community and tour your yard for suppress mosquito. We have to go hard. Dash we old tire turn over drum pan for prevention is the greatest weapon. And special shout out to pregnant ladies, protect yourselves and protect your babies. Draw for your zapper and your mosquito spray. If you do all that we can to keep them away, for we know what's in me.
Brewing company Red Stripe has announced plans to increase its cassava farm from 300 to approximately 1,000 acres by the end of the year and 4,000 acres by the end of 2020. The move forms part of plans to increase the use of cassava as the starch base in its beverages from 5% to 10%. Initially, the company planned to use cassava only in its Red Stripe beers. However, that plan has been revised and cassava will be used in its Dragon, Malta and Guinness products.
We wanted to promote more the vertical integration and use more cassava in our beers, promote more employment in the primary sector, and make sure that we're using more of this raw material across all of our products.
Managing Director Red Stripe Ricardo Nuncio. The company also plans to contract 400 farmers, comprising mostly small farmers, to grow the cassava. This is up from the 180 farmers the company had initially planned to engage for the project. The farmers will receive equipment, support, and training to get them started. They will also be provided with a guaranteed price for their cassava. Red Stripe will also directly employ 600 persons on the project in the next 4 years. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda welcomes the project and has committed to providing the company with the necessary support through his ministry, including sourcing additional lands for the initiative.
It is a wonderful project, and I'm looking forward to the day when you achieve the expanded involvement of our Jamaican workers and young farmers in particular to be part of this wonderful experience.
Red Stripe is set to resume beer export to the United States in September. A new multi-packer has already been acquired that will be used to facilitate the production of the beer for the U.S. market.
This is Jamaica.
The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
It's Jamaica.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Before good food pile, make belly boss. Translation, before allowing good food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. And this means one should make every good use of life's opportunities. Also, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.